You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And it is a very good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Time is just a few seconds after the hour of 6 o'clock. And I'll be sitting here entertaining you, hopefully, until 10 o'clock this morning. So do stick around. It is Wednesday. It's so, what do we say? We say WTW, don't we? Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday, 26th of October. If you're wondering, that's just 66 days remaining until the end of the year, and which also means there's only 59 days to We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Right, let's take a look. Just a couple of things that are relevant to today's date in the world. Today we've got Armed Forces Day. That is being celebrated in Benin. We've got National Day celebrating the anniversary of the Declaration of Neutrality in 1955 in Austria. And the last one today is, well, it says here, Intersex Awareness Day today.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Close my eyes and fly.
Welcoming us in on this morning's program, Sonny Came Home. It's a sort of folky, rocky type song. It comes from Sean Colvin's album, in fact, the 1996 concept album, which was called A Few Small Repairs. And also, it was released as a CD and a cassette single, believe it or not. Yes, well, back in 1996, we still use those quite a lot, didn't we? That was in June of 1997 when it was released. Sonny Came Home, it was a commercial success. It reached number 7 on the US Billboard Hot 100, number 3 in Canada as well, and also a critical smash, winning both Grammy Award for Record of the Year and Song of the Year, and was nominated for Best Female Pop Performance as well. Can you hear the noise?
Sing it down and die. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Well, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. Ooh, wee. Look at that, look at that, look at that. Ooh, wee. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, wee. Well, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine.
Taking a trip there back to 1957. August of 1957 was when Reed Petit was released. And it says that Reed Petit, and then in brackets, has Swedish Girl in Town. It was originally, by the way, subtitled The Finest Girl You Ever Want to Meet. A song written by Berry Gordy, Billy Davis, and Gwen Gordy, Fuqua. And made popular there by Jackie Wilson. And it was his first solo hit after leaving the Dominoes. And over the years has become one of his biggest international chart successes. And before that one, it was Quiet Riot and Come Feel the Noise. And the time right now, well, it's time to make this noise. Yep. Get you in the shower and on your way to overseas today. It is Wednesday. Yes, it's hump day. And it's, of course, WTW. Welcome to Wednesday, boys and girls. And what do we have for you? Sir Elton.
Extra out to see that the fire spreads the faster and it breathes.
There goes Elton John, yes, on his way out of the shower this morning. I don't want to go on with you like that, all right? There we go. How'd you get? And on your way to wherever it is you're going today, and it's a busy little morning this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Happy to say that Andreas is back with us this week, because his little baby had been in hospital. I know he's also been very busy. And in actual fact, talking about babies, in the last hour of this morning's program, we've got Mariana Valverde coming in to chat with us. She's with Kimberly Clark. And we're going to be talking about baby poo. Yes, we are. No end to the excitement on this show. Yes, we are indeed. We're going to be talking about baby poop and keeping an eye on it, you know, with your little one, so you can tell its health. Very important, as I'm sure Andreas will vouch for. So that's coming up a little bit later on this morning on The Breakfast Show. It'll be in the last hour. Andreas, of course, will be with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Plenty of great music, of course, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Like the supergroup, Sammy Wilburys. This is called Congratulations.
Congratulations for breaking my heart. Congratulations for tearing it all apart. Congratulations, you finally did succeed. Congratulations for leaving me in need. This morning I looked out my window and found a bluebird singing, but there was no one around. At night I lay alone in my bed with the image of you.
Congratulations.
good is that, hey? Ha ha! Travelling Wilburys! And congratulations. And Travelling Wilburys, they are comprised of Mr. Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison and Tom Petty. And it's all originating from an idea that was discussed by George Harrison together with Jeff Lynne during the sessions for George Harrison's 1987 album, which was called Cloud Nine. The band formed in April of 1988. This was after the five members united to record a bonus track. It was for Harrison's next European single. When this collaboration, Handled With Care, is what it was called, was deemed too good for such a limited release, the group agreed to record a full album titled Travelling Wilburys Volume 1. That's the track that came off of that album, the one we just played. Following Roy Orbison's death in December of 1988, the Wilburys released a second album, which was just titled Travelling Wilburys Volume 3, and that was in 1990. going to bring us down towards the bottom of the hour. That is the start point. And don't you leave me. Yes, the time is right now, 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Suite down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And I'll tell you what, I've got some good news for you. I'm not having to use the lamp this morning to read the news. Yes, the sun is going to come out. I guarantee it this morning. There you go, got a guarantee. Right, looking at some of the local news, we will be looking at this, of course, in more detail a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. A new criminal complaint against the director of the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU, Bernardo Meneses, was filed by the lawyer, Gonzalo Moncada Luna, for the alleged commission of the crimes of embezzlement and influence peddling. Moncada Luna's complaint is based on the fact that through various media, it has been reported that relatives of deputies and high-ranking public officials have benefited from financial aid to complete their studies abroad. The document details that the funds allocated by the state to IFARU are destined for scholarships and economic aid to young students with limited resources or a situation of poverty. And natural fact, the National Council of the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU, met on Monday, after which a permanent session was declared. As reported at this particular time, yes, the council will seek to establish recommendations, execute them and follow up on the management procedures carried out by the institution, which is under the direction of, as we mentioned, Bernardo Meneses, and has been widely questioned in the last week due to the economic aid granted to deputies and their relatives. In its Twitter account, the IFARU reported that the possibility of converting economic aid into educational credits, that is, wait for it, loans, was already raised at the meeting. So, let's make those loans. The creation of a subcommission was requested with the participation of the Comptroller General of the Republic and the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information. It was reported. Now, this subcommittee arose from the National Council itself, which is made up of representatives of the National Assembly, the National Secretariat for Science, Technology and Innovation, CENESIT, the Ministry of Economy and Finance, and the IFARU, which acts as Secretary of the National Council. Last Monday, the 24th of October, the lawyers, Ernesto Cedeño and Abdiel González Tejera, presented three legal actions that seek to clarify how the IFARU grants economic benefits. The Budget Commission of the National Assembly approved the night of Monday, October the 24th, at the first debate, the general budget for the state for the fiscal period 2023, with an increase of $416 million. In this way, the budget for next year will be $27,579 million, reported Carlos González, Budget Director of the Ministry of Economy and Finance. The approval of the document, which will go to a second debate, was at 8:19 p.m. For the health sector, they gave 17% of the budget, education 12% of the budget, which is equivalent to 5.5% of the GDP of the previous year, Gonzalez indicated. The budget director explained that on the subject of justice, this sector would be receiving $591 million, which is equivalent to 5.4%, and that according to the Constitution, the obligation is not to allocate less than 2%. Benicio Robinson, President of the Budget Commission, indicated that the executive accepted 80% of the suggestions that had been sent after the budget hearings. Juan Diego Vasquez, Deputy, said that he applauded the executive's decision to approve increases to various research and health entities, such as the case of the Gorgas Institute, likewise to several in several universities. The deputy, Olivares de Freis, of the PRD, tried to hide, apparently from the La Prensa newspaper, an illegal quarry stone extraction business carried out by the company Construcciones Gisel, a company that he founded and that is now, on paper at any rate, in the hands of his closest family. The company was fined by the Ministry of Commerce and Industries, the MICI, for illegal extraction of rock from an existing quarry on a finca that the deputy sold to a company also linked to his family, which maintains business with the Ministry of Works, an institution in which the daughter, Librada Giselle de Freis Barrios, is vice minister. It says here, on the other hand, the Director of Public Security Affairs, the DIASP, Roger Mojica, confirmed that Constructora Giselle does not have permits for the use of explosives in the quarry either. He added that the blasting must be carried out by suitable persons certified by the DIASP after submitting the blasting plan, which in this case Constructora Gisel has not submitted any. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, appointed Ariadne Garcia as magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice in the second criminal chamber. Garcia, whose appointment must be ratified by the National Assembly, would replace Judge Jose Ayo Prado in the post. In a statement, the Presidency of the Republic highlighted that Garcia has more than 32 years as a career judicial servant. She has served as a substitute magistrate of the first civil chamber since October the 21st. Goes on to give a lot more of her qualifications, but you'll hear more about that at 8 and 9 o'clock. Garcia is going to replace, as we mentioned, Ayo Prado, whose 10-year term expires on the 31st of December. The President of the Republic also appointed Manuel Mata Avendaño as substitute magistrate of the Second Criminal Chamber, and who would replace Asuncion Alonso. And lastly, the Air France will resume the operation of a daily flight to the Tocumen International Airport in December. On Monday, the European airline signed a promotion alliance with the International Promotion Fund, Promtour. Fernando Fondevilla, a general director of Promtour, commented that the alliance with Air France is part of Panama's international promotion strategy. Arnold de Souris, French ambassador in Panama, pointed out that Panama is a beautiful country and that its wonders are worth publicizing, and added that he trusts that the agreement signed between Air France and Promtour will go along these lines. The alliance with Air France now joins others that Promtour has signed in the last year with international tourism operators and other airlines such as Expedia, Hotel Beds, Copper Airlines, Air Europa, eDreams, Maxi Travel, and Dream and Travel. The economic impact that Promtour expects to achieve this year through alliances is $1,049 million. So there we go. There's your news for today here on The Breakfast Show. As I mentioned, more details on those stories at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning.
Language be all under. But you can tell right away it's Dr. A when the people start to move.
Jerry D.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm
no end to the excitement on this program, is there? Played that for a long time. Everybody's going, oh, thank heavens. That was Aqua and Barbie Girl. Before that, it was Sir Duke and Stevie Wonder. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. And happy to say that Andreas is going to be back with us this morning for our movie review. And in the last hour of today's program, got a nice surprise for you. We're going to be talking with Mariana Valverde. And she's with Kimberly Clark. And this is also, Kimberly Clark says here, Huggies as well. Why? Well, because we're going to be talking about baby poop. Yes, we've got that in store for you this morning. We're talking about baby poop. In actual fact, joking aside, it's really quite important. It's a good way of being able to assess how your baby's health is. So we'll be talking about that in the last hour this morning, sponsored there by Kimberly Clark and Mariana Valverde coming in to chat with us. Obviously, baby poop specialist. All to come on this morning's breakfast show. Time right now, if you are keeping an eye on the time, it is 13 minutes before 7, and we're going to have the Eagles.
Do. Everybody wants to do something. radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbly on her on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Comes off of a great album by the Bee Gees, Still Waters. In fact, one of my favourite albums of theirs, and that was Closer Than Close. Good morning to Paul over there in South London, in the United Kingdom. He drops a line, short but sweet. Hi, Jerry, could you please play Wednesday? And this is by Rob Mullins, and this will take us up to the top of the hour.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Hello. Les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is indeed. If you've just joined us, it is Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 26th of October. I tell you what, just quickly before we look at the news, sending money, especially if you're sending it abroad or like we've done here, we've sent it around the country. The good way to do this around the world or anywhere is with Western Union. Now, visiting their agencies or through their online app, you can do it. Now, I like this. You can even start on the app and then pay at one of the agencies. So you get all the work done first and then just go along and pay. Money transfers, of course, that work for you. Right, and now let's take a look, shall we, at some of the international news this morning. We'll try and find a little antidepressant for you later on as well to try and counteract it. Let's start with the Russian forces, which are now digging in for the heaviest of battles in the strategic southern region of Kherson. A senior Ukrainian official said as the Kremlin prepares to defend the largest city under its control in Ukraine. Russian forces in the region have been driven back in recent weeks and risk being trapped on the west bank of the Dnipro River, where the provincial capital of Kherson has been in Russian hands since the early days of the invasion of Ukraine 8 months ago. The United States, Japan and South Korea warned on Wednesday that an unparalleled scale of response would be warranted if North Korea conducts a seventh nuclear bomb test. Washington and its allies believe that North Korea could be about to resume nuclear bomb testing for the first time since 2017. We agreed that an unparalleled scale of response would be necessary if North Korea pushes ahead with a seventh nuclear test, South Korean First Vice Foreign Minister Chu Yong-dong told a news conference in Tokyo. The three most glaring omissions from China's new Communist Party leadership share one common trait. All rose through its youth league and were considered members of a once powerful faction whose influence Xi Jinping has now effectively crushed. Premier Li Qiang and Vice Premier Wang Yang, both 67 years of age and young enough to be reappointed to the elite seven-member Politburo Standing Committee, were left off, even the wider Central Committee, as she installed loyalists in top party posts during the recent twice-a-decade leadership reshuffle. The White House has lowered its earlier optimism about the midterm elections and is now worried that Democrats could lose control of both chambers of Congress, administration officials have said. Recent polls have shown that Democrats, who once had comfortable leads in some Senate races, on a knife's edge, and Senate elections that were considered toss-ups between the two parties, now leaning Republicans as high inflation is persisting. Finnish seismologists detected 5 underwater blasts in Russian waters in the Baltic Sea last week, the Helsinki University Institute of Seismology said on Tuesday. We have detected 5 explosions, the largest of them having been 1.8 in magnitude and the smallest 1.3, the institute's director Timo Tiera told Reuters, referring to the Richter scale used to describe the intensity of seismic activity. When Germany unveiled a $200 billion package, this is to shield its industry and consumers from soaring energy prices, its government failed to notify neighbouring France beforehand, leaving French President Emmanuel Macron seething in private. We learnt about it in the press. That's not the done thing, a senior French official said. German officials had visited the Elysee Palace days earlier and said nothing about the package Paris believes hands an unfair advantage to German companies and threatens the European Union's single market. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro's government is considering raising the minimum wage and civil servant salaries above inflation. This is according to Economy Minister Paulo Guedes on Tuesday, but he denied intentions to end middle-class tax benefits. The remarks made at a virtual event on cooperativism took place ahead of October 30th's presidential election runoff vote, in which right-wing Bolsonaro trails former leftist President Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva in the polls. And lastly, Mexico's foreign ministry said on Tuesday a Trump-era program that forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for U.S. immigration hearings, known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, had come to an end. Mexico will continue to guarantee the adequate stay and protection of the remaining migrants in national territory under the program at this stage. The ministry said in a statement. In August, the Supreme Court gave a green light to Democratic President Joe Biden's administration to roll back the program. And that's it. Some of the international news for this morning. Bottom of the hour, 7:30, we'll take a look at some of the international business news. And in between the two, we'll look at the weather, which I think today could be quite nice.
Missing my baby. gonna do it again.
Like that, Stereo MC's Connected. Before that one, it's Mr. George Michael and Amazing. If you keep your eye on the time, we're just a few seconds away from 16 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. We're going to take one more piece of music, and then what we shall do then, we're going to take a look and see what the weather's doing. How about that?
Stick around now, it's been
Well, I just thought I would play something, and so I did. Something from the Beatles there, released back in 1969. Came off of the album Abbey Road. In actual fact, it was the first time the Beatles had released a single that was already available on an album. And that one's something was written by George Harrison, the band's lead guitarist, of course, together with his second contribution on Abbey Road. Here Comes the Sun is the other one. And something is widely viewed by music historians as having marked Harrison's ascendancy as a composer to the level of the Beatles' principal songwriters, of course, Lennon and McCartney. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way towards 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We are going to take a look and see what the weather's going to be doing for today. As I say, nice morning this morning. Looking out the studio window, it's quite bright. The sun has been shining, which is always nice. But we're going to start our forecast off over in the province of Colón, as we do, taking a look at Costa Arriba. Temperature-wise, maximum will be 30 degrees Celsius during the day, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, that'll be the thermal sensation, with 74% relative humidity. That's come down a little bit over the last day or so. Now for this morning, we're looking at it being partially cloudy, and this afternoon, and tonight as well. No mention of rain. Oh. Right, let's take a look, shall we? Let's come over this side and take a look at West Panama. 30 degrees Celsius maximum, 24 minimum, 35 thermal sensation, 78 relative humidity, partially cloudy in the afternoon. Oh, isolated showers. There we go. And tonight, back to being partially cloudy. But you never know. I tell you what, we had a good old downpour, didn't we, early afternoon yesterday? I got caught in that. Now, let's move along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area and see if it's any different for us. 30 degrees Celsius max, temperature 25 degrees minimum, 36 the thermal sensation, 81% relative humidity. Our relative humidity is a little bit higher. We're looking at partially cloudy this morning, which I can vouch for. Those isolated showers in the afternoon, and back to being partially cloudy tonight. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, going out towards the Perlis Islands out that way, temperature's a little bit higher. No, it was actual fact, so it's a little bit lower. Maximum temperature at 29 degrees Celsius, 26 being the minimum, so not much of a differential there. The thermal sensation will be 35 degrees Celsius, 90% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, partially cloudy this afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. It's not fair. So it's going to be quite nice out there. If you can get away for the day, take the old gin palace out and take a run out there. Now let's look at the maritime conditions, and starting off with the tide, starting off with the Pacific. High tide was at 3:55 this morning. That was 5.18 metres. Low tide will be at 10:21 this morning, minus 0.06 metres, or of a metre. And high tide, the second one, 4:22 in the afternoon, still over the 5-metre mark at 5.03 metres. Low tide, the last one, 10:35 tonight, and that'll be 0.12 of a metre. Taking a look at the Caribbean, high tide, that was at 2:47 this morning, 0.09 of a metre. Low tide was at 4:10 this morning, 0.09 of a metre. Guess what? I don't know why they bothered mentioning it. There's no difference. High tide again, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 0.37 of a metre. The last low tide, that's going to be 9:31 tonight, and that'll be minus 0.03 of a metre. So there you go. There are your tides. Now, looking at the actual sort of sea conditions, what it's going to be like for you, starting off over on the Caribbean, conditions are good for this morning. Very light winds, just 2 to 12 kilometres an hour. The direction will be northwesterly, and the waves are going to be at 1 foot. You've been having a good few days, haven't you, if you're boarding. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. Winds, not much of a change there, 2 to 14 kilometres an hour. Directional change in the afternoon, though, to west-northwest, and the waves 1 foot. Moving over to the Pacific, we have good conditions for this morning. Winds even lighter, just 2 to 9 kilometers an hour, coming from a north-northwesterly direction. Waves the same, 1 foot. And in the afternoon, good conditions continue. No change with the wave. It's 1 foot. 3 to 10 kilometers an hour winds, so not much of a difference there at all. The direction in the afternoon will be from the northwest. So there you go then. Whether you like it or not, that's your weather report for Wednesday.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear, 'cause as long as no one knows, then nobody can care. You're feeling guilty, and I'm well aware, but you don't look ashamed, and baby, I'm not scared. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
You remember, it's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
I used to ride on the riverboat. You know that
There we go, going off in the distance there. That says I Can Tina Turner, though, to be honest, I don't sort of really recognize it. Not one of the best versions I've heard of that song either. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We are half past the hour of, well, half past seven on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Great to be with you this morning here on 89.3 Cool FM. Right, let us take a look, shall we, some of the international business news for this morning. World stocks, says here, world stocks have scaled a 5-week high on Wednesday, lifted by growing hopes that the pace of the US interest rate hikes could soon start to slow. Wall Street stocks futures fell, pointing to a weak open later on, after Google owner Alphabet posted softer than expected ad sales after Tuesday's close and Microsoft missed expected revenue forecasts. European shares, though, they headed higher, stocks having opened softer, drawing some comfort from upbeat bank earnings. Deutsche Bank posted a better than expected jump in third quarter profit, while British bank Barclays too beat profit forecasts on a trading boom. MSCI's World Stock Index touched a 5-week high, while Asian shares rallied. Although the US Federal Reserve is widely expected to deliver another 75 basis point rate hike at its November meeting, a view that the central bank could then start to slow its aggressive tightening cycle has lifted sentiment in world share markets and taken the edge off a dollar rally. The euro will climb back above parity against the dollar for the first time in a month on Wednesday after poor US economic data reinforced speculation that the Federal Reserve will slow its interest rate hikes, sending the greenback tumbling. The European common currency rose 0.66% to $1.0042, the highest since September the 20th. Sterling rose 1.05% to $1.1592, its best since September the 14th, and the dollar also fell against the Japanese yen, sliding 0.6% to 146.9. Oil prices were broadly stable on Wednesday, moving in and out of negative territory after industry data showed that US crude stockpiles rose more than expected, though supply concerns and a weaker dollar gave support. Brent crude futures for December were down 4 cents or 0.04% to $93.48 a barrel by 8:49 GMT. US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures for December were up 25 cents or 0.3% to $85.57 a barrel. Mercedes-Benz said on Wednesday that it would withdraw from the Russian market and sell shares in its industrial and financial services subsidiaries to a local investor, becoming the latest car maker to exit the country. Japan's Nissan this month took a $687 million loss in handing over its business in Russia to a state-owned entity for €1, mirroring an earlier move by Renault, which sold its majority stake in Russia's Avtovaz for €1. The United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has approved Johnson & Johnson's therapy for treating a type of multiple myeloma, the company said on Tuesday, giving another treatment option to patients with the incurable blood cancer. J&J's teclistamab, branded as Tecvayli, is approved for treating adults with multiple myeloma that is hard to treat or has come back after receiving four or more prior lines of certain classes of therapies, said the company. Is Twitter dying? Billionaire Elon Musk mused in April, 5 days before offering to buy the social media platform. The reality, according to internal Twitter, research seen by Reuters, goes far beyond the handful of examples of celebrities ghosting their own accounts. Twitter is struggling to keep its most active users, who are vital to the business, keeping them engaged, underscoring a challenge faced by the Tesla chief executive as he approaches a close to his $44 billion deal to buy the company. These heavy tweeters account for less than 10% of monthly overall users, but generate 90% of all tweets and half of global revenue. Heavy tweeters have been in absolute decline since the pandemic began, a Twitter researcher wrote in an internal document titled, "Where did the tweeters go?" Must be a song in there somewhere. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're making our way to 22 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Sometimes he sees her walking by. He never looks her in the eye. She doesn't know, she doesn't care what he is feeling. Unless she turns to walk away, there is not. Doesn't know why should she care when he's alone. She's never there to see him.
There we go, yes, Gary Moore and Crying in the Shadows. Let's go and have our everyday story of Greek folk, shall we? Yes, because we've heard from Renee this morning. Says, good morning, looks like I won't have to ditch Rick after all. Oh, well, never mind. Here in Athens, she says. She says, meeting with the landlord today to get the paperwork rolling. This is on the house that they looked at. And you're in the Halloween spirit. Do they celebrate Halloween over there in Greece, by the way? I guess they celebrate it everywhere these days, don't they? Anyway, you asked if we could play Monster Mash for you this morning.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from its coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's caught on in a flash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it meant to. Then you can monster mash. And you, my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
Good.
You impetuous young boy.
Mash.
You saw me crying in the chat. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple child. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find happy in the chapel, where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. Search and you'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be light, and you'll surely find the way.
Beautiful, isn't it? Yes, Elvis Presley and Crying in the Chapel. Following on from Monster Mash. We'll be getting plenty of that in, I guess, by the end of the week. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. Andreas is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah, haven't seen him for a while, because his little girl wasn't too good. She was in the hospital. And he's going to be talking about two movies, Black Adam and Halloween Ends. And also coming in to chat with us in the last hour of this morning's programme, which is going to be interesting, a little bit different for me at any rate. We're going to be talking with Mariana, Mariana Valverde from Kimberly Clark. He's got little Huggies. You know what Huggies are, don't you? Yes, they're the collectors. Yeah. We're going to be talking about baby feces changing colour and texture according to age and feeding. So we're going to be talking all about that in the last hour of this morning's programme. Don't you even think of saying, sounds about right for your show. But it's important. It's very important. That's how you can keep check on your baby's health, because at that age they can't tell you anything, can they? No, they can just show you everything.
Thank you. Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Mary Lou this morning. She wishes everybody a great day. Says good day, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday. You asked if we could play that one. That is Weni Okativi and from Vasco Rossi. Now, I also happen to know that Mary Lou likes, she likes Eurovision. Now, here's an old Eurovision song.
Now are you sure it's not your foolish heart?
Pum, pum, pum. I remember that one. Yes, that was Are You Sure by the British pop duo, the Allisons, that represented the United Kingdom at the Eurovision Song Contest back in 1961. It was performed 15th on the night of the contest, held on the 18th of March in 61, and it followed on from Luxembourg Jean-Claude Pascal with No De Amoro, preceded Italy's Betty Curtis with El Di Da. Didn't do bad, actually. It was second. In fact, it was the third consecutive second place the Eurovision finished for the UK, for whom two subsequent Eurovision entrants would also be second place finishers as well. That was before we had Puppet on a String by Sandy Shaw, which would give the UK their first Eurovision victory, and that was in 67. Anyway, I waffle on, as normal. Time for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Absolutely. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 13 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. And I just want to remind you about a couple of things. Firstly, if you fancy going out for your dinner or lunch, you can do that, especially if you're in the Costa del Este area. And you want to go somewhere, well, perhaps like being in a Hollywood movie with a perfect Latin or Italian. It's got Latin in it. Latin, Italian, American touch. This is this disconnect from the city for a special time. It's a Frank's Place. Live music every Saturday as well. It's located in downtown in Costa del Este. And as I said, that's like being in Hollywood. It is. They've got lovely decor. They've even got a big motorbike up on the wall. So they are Frank's Place. They're in downtown in Costa del Este. As you come off the corridor, keep immediately to your right, and then there's a turn to the right, and that's where you'll find a little strip mall downtown where you'll find Frank's Place. All right? So do pop along. And if you want to book, give them a call on 394-6998, 394-6998, or you can WhatsApp on 6320-1013. All right? Frank's Place. Great place to go. Now, also, Cool FM, we've got a great thing going on right now. Well, how do you think about the possibility of winning a weekend for two, with breakfast included, or being able to buy those shoes that you want so much, or a dinner for two in a local restaurant, or maybe a relaxing massage? Well, here's your opportunity to win these and many other prizes as well by filling out our survey. All you've got to do is go to coolfmpanama.com, complete the survey that appears on the homepage. Every week we'll have a winner. So cheer up, participate. Only for Cool FM listeners, by the way. And by the way, we know who you are. We know each and every one of you, don't we? And also, I got good news for you as well. If you like your beer, the Perfectly Balanced Beer has arrived in Panama. Now, if you like taking care of yourself, but also enjoy time with your friends, Amstel Ultra has arrived. Now, this is the lightest premium beer on the market. It's only got 69 calories. Keep the old tummy down, that's what I need. So you can enjoy it with no regrets, all right? Amstel beer. What a good idea. Where's the fridge? Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're also going to be checking in a little while with Ingrid. And it's movie review time as well in this hour with Andreas. And we'll be looking at baby poop in the last hour of this morning's program.
Another floor filler from your tortured singer. You've been singing other songs, but I'll forgive you. These shoot horses don't need though, but I'm just not gonna quit.
dressed in McQueen and a VG stream, still right in the thick of it.
Your ass is-
That's lovely, isn't it? That's Jesse Ware and Spotlight. Before that, Mr. Robbie Williams and Disco Symphony. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, and that is Cool FM. And you are keeping an eye on the time. We're coming down for 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, we got the rain coming down today. Oh, indeed we do. Yes, it is. It's nice and steady, keeping the grass nice and wet. Oh, man, I sure hope it lets up for Friday, Beggar's Night, which is going to be Saturday night. Ooh, Beggar's Night. Now, but it's Humpity Hump Day, which means we only got a couple more days left before the weekend and our wonderful Halloween splash. I don't know. We're going to have some good fun. We finished getting most of the decorations up. The cobwebs are up. Video in place. Lights in place. Ho-ho. I know I forgot I have to try on my costume. Silly me. We bought some candies, not that Skittles kind you've been reading about in the Estados Unidos. No, we bought local candy. Help support the local people here and avoid those Skittles that they said were supposedly had some things in them that weren't good for kids. So, right now, having a cup of coffee. I'm achy and sore from getting up and down that ladder so many times and at least 12,000 steps a day. Wow. I'm feeling it. Well, but it's going to be a great evening. Rain or shine. We tested the fireplace last night, and that was a great smell. There's nothing like in a rainy evening that you could smell that wood fire burning. And that was just great. Oh, man. We had that going for a while, and I just wanted to stand by it and say, this smells good. This is warm. Because the wood's been too wet. So I do have some wood that I've kept under tarp for the season, hoping that by the time we get to summer, I'll be able to start a fire again. I love my fires in the fireplace. And I miss using the patio. I mean, you know, the rain does slow you down and keep you from having fun. But you can have a different kind of fun. Water fun. All right. You all have a great Humpity Hump Day. Yes, indeed. And I'm working on something for our Freaky Friday Fun Facts, which is a couple of days away. So I leave you with some anticipation. All right. Everything's great, and back to you in the studio.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind. And when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. Ooh, when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. There were times when each day seemed like a year. Yes, it did now. But the sweet things she said in her letters made the time disappear. Oh, yeah. She said, no other arms will I let hold me. Cause in your arms is where I wanna be. So when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. Listen to me. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. Hey, baby, 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 I miss you so. Ooh.
And there we go. That's Jimmy Ruffin making his way off into the distance here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And I'll tell you what, some good news for you, because Amstel Ultra, which is the lightest premium beer on the market, presents... Yes, it's movie time, movie review with Andreas Clemente.
Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
You are allowed to speak.
I don't know. I was so scared because I showed up late. I feel, you see, that's why I like to show up like 40 minutes before my show and just bother you for 40 minutes before I come on.
I liked you being late.
I know. It sucks, right? The worst.
So you've had a bit of a rough time. We were just talking. You've had a little bit of a rough time with the kiddies. With the youngy one.
Yeah, yeah. The 4 month old one.
Wow.
Yeah, it was scary. We ended up in the hospital for like 10 days, in the ICU, and not something I would recommend. Not an experience.
No.
We were pretty scared.
I'm sure. But it all worked out in the end.
It is working out.
Okay.
I feel we are not completely out of the woods yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a lot of control. We got to be very, very, very aware of the little one not to get sick until January, because her lungs need to completely heal.
Right.
And that means, and it's the biggest hurdle, that the oldest, who is 5 and in school,
right,
does not get sick.
Yeah, because she, especially at school, she can bring anything back.
The thing is that what's happening right now, as the doctors tell us around the world, is all these kids that are between 3 and 5
right,
did not develop a great immune system because of the pandemic. Normally, all this immunity happens at the age of 2 or 3 when they start going to school, because these kids did not go to school at that time.
Mm-hmm.
They're right now, all these respiratory diseases are causing havoc. And my daughter is one of the victims of it, and because the oldest one is getting sick, the youngest one is getting the same respiratory disease, and at that age, they haven't developed fully their respiratory system, so it completely messes them up, because they can't really breathe, so it's scary. Honestly, it's super scary. I'm so sorry I missed the show a couple of weeks, and that's why I have two movies today.
Right, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah, I can still understand
great,
you.
Great movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Great movies.
Great, are they really?
Not really.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
They're not.
Okay.
How are you doing? How was did you miss me on Wednesdays?
What days?
Wednesdays.
No.
No?
No.
I'm pretty sure. Jasmine told me, like, Jerry's crying because you're not here. She wrote to me.
Telltale. And, of course, we had a little shuffle around because from the 7th of November, we're changing our times.
I know.
We started the pandemic. When we started the pandemic, we went to 6 till 10, and now it's all sort of dusted over. We're going to go back till 7 till 10. So I get a bit of a break.
I was going to ask, are you happy you're going to be able to sleep
the
a little
sun,
bit more?
I'm going to get up when it's light.
That's nice.
Instead of getting up when it's dark. And what we've done is reshuffled a little bit so that we don't lose any of the, I mean, because of the timing. First hour, we just music anyway, but so that we don't sort of lose our time for interviews and things like that, we're kicking you off.
I know. I got demoted.
No, but what we decided to do, because I know you and Alex
are
quite busy, and, you know, Alex sometimes says, but well, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to keep the one slot, and we'll alternate between you and Alex.
So every other week.
We'll do tech 1 week, and we'll do movies the next week.
That's great. I hope the audience doesn't revolt. I mean...
They
you
are
might,
no,
you
my,
might have
no,
some
no, no,
strikes.
No, I can tell my audience is revolting.
It is. No, don't say that to the audience. They're
no, I meant revolting. I meant like they did in the Americas. You
Got
know,
it.
When the Americans when they sort
oh,
of
oh, they will be up in arms.
They will
write strongly worded letters, all caps. it's gonna get ugly. I'm telling you.
We know our audience. We know all their names. So.
Oh.
And so yeah, so
this happens next week. Starts next week.
No,
or
it starts out. No, not next week. The week after, because so you can still come next week.
Oh, so the audience will see me again one more Wednesday.
You don't see anybody on the radio.
Well,
if you notice that, it's a sort of technical thing.
I know, but my conversation style is like I'm in the room. That's why.
Well, you're supposed to be in the room.
Well, but physically, but not just the voice.
But your voice comes with you, unfortunately.
Got it. By the way,
yes.
I went, one of the movies I'm talking about today, I went to see in the 4D cinema thing. With
oh, 4D? You on with the moving seats?
Yeah.
And all that? Yeah, well, you would do, because you're a wussy.
Hated it. What an uncomfortable way to watch a movie. Like, it makes perfect sense. Like, there's a reason why these rides in the theme parks,
uh-huh,
is like 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
A 2 hour and something movie with the thing shaking and moving and you're trying to have some sort of food or
that's
drink.
Brilliant.
It's horrible.
No. But
horrible.
Don't take, you should
never again.
You shouldn't go to eat food in the movie anyway.
Yes, you should.
If it's popcorn,
you gotta
have
Max.
No.
But anyway, horrible experience.
But the thing is, no, it's not a horror. It keeps me awake.
Well, I don't need that extra help to stay awake at the movie theaters. I love the movie theaters. I love the classic experience. I don't need any adjustments. I just need a comfortable seat. By the way, the seats are not greatly, like, the other movie theaters in that same cinema in the Pacific Center one are much more comfortable than the ones in the 4D.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd rather be comfortable and enjoy
it. What a big baby.
I'm an old guy just complaining.
Well, we noticed.
Old guy in the porch.
I see you're losing your hair, too.
I am. I shaved my head.
Yes.
I need a new start, Jerry. It's been a rough couple of months.
How long have you been out?
What do you mean?
In prison.
Oh. I could not. I gotta be honest. I know myself. I would die in prison. I would not survive prison.
If I knew you, I would probably want to as well.
Yeah, I would survive. I would not survive prison.
Let's look at the movies. We got two.
Yeah, we got two.
We got two. So
which one do you want to start with?
Well, the one I got on my screen would probably be the best one.
That's a good idea. Which one's that one?
It's one of them. Halloween Ends.
Halloween Ends. Are you a fan of the Michael Myers franchise?
No.
No? You've never seen any?
I haven't seen any.
Not even the original, 1978?
I've seen Goldmember.
That's not part of the franchise. What are you talking about? Michael Myers.
Yeah, he's in there.
Not Mike Myers, the actor. Michael Myers, the slasher. You've never seen the 1978 Halloween?
No.
Really?
They scared me.
John Carpenter? Oh, okay.
Especially if the seat moves.
Okay. No, I didn't see that one with the moving thing. Let's talk about Michael Myers, man. I can't believe...
I liked him in Goldmember.
Again, he's not...
Mike Myers, look. Mike is an abbreviation for Michael, if you notice.
I understand, but Michael Myers is the classic. Anyways, directed by David Gordon Green, this is the third movie in the franchise, and this new iteration, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is starring, again, Jamie Lee Curtis, the classic Laurie Strode.
Okay.
Andy Matichak, and Rohan Campbell.
Right.
Give us the plot, Jerry.
It's very small.
It's, okay, the next one is
a little
bit...
You've been away for 2 weeks, and this is a very small plot.
The next one is a little bit longer.
The saga of Michael Myers, I liked him in Goldmember, by the way. The saga of Michael Myers and Laurie Strode comes to a spine-chilling climax in the final installment of this trilogy. And that's it.
There you go.
It comes to a chilling climax.
But it's spine-chilling, which is a great, great verb.
Okay.
Spine-chilling, I'm going to use that more.
Okay.
To describe myself.
Hey, you've only got two negatives.
I know, I really enjoyed it. Let's go start with the positives. Really enjoyed the three-movie arc for a horror franchise.
Mm.
Normally, we don't get these, especially in slasher films. They go on forever, including this one. There are so many Halloween movies, from 1978 to Halloween 2 to Halloween H2O in the 2000s. There's a bunch of, like, iterations of this franchise. Finally, Blumhouse, the production company, took over the rights and made this really tight trilogy, continuing it jumps from the original 1978 film all the way to this new one, new trilogy. So technically, in this world, in this arc, it's just four movies. Okay? If that makes any sense.
Hang on. Have you got a calculator? Yes.
Anyway.
I need a calculator.
I'm just saying. There's been a lot. You've probably seen all the ads for the amount of Halloween movies we've had.
There are a lot of Halloween movies.
Okay. So anyways, love the three-movie arc.
Okay.
Jamie Lee Curtis is still great at Laurie Strode. I'm talking about a character she created, or well, she not created, she performed in 1978. She's still making it. I love the badass new version of it that she plays.
I don't think you should say that.
I'm pretty sure you can say ass.
No, you can't. No.
I can continue saying it.
Is that shape? Never mind.
Anyway. Michael Myers' kills are less ridiculous and more savage. I love this. Normally, what happened in the 2000s is slasher films... The kills were ridiculous. We're, like, using objects, weird objects, and the graphics did not look great, and they were unreal. In this one, it's much more savage. It's this man just grabbing somebody by the neck and choking them to death, until they die. and then, for example, stabbing them and with a pipe. Like, it's much more savage like that. And it honestly, it sounds weird, but I enjoy that more.
Is he the one? Is he the one with the long fingernails?
No, he's the one with a mask, with a white mask.
Oh.
Which originally, by the way, 1978, it was a William Shatner mask, which they took out the eyes and...
Oh, really? Yeah. Why did they change it? Because that's scary.
It's still the William Shatner mask.
Oh, it's still the William Shatner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. The opening scene is both chilling and heartbreaking.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Does he get credits?
I don't think so.
Oh.
The opening scene is both chilling and heartbreaking. It's really a great intro to the movie and how the story develops. Worth watching. Rowan Campbell as Corey is fantastic. He plays both nice guy and psychopath really well, which is a weird combination. But as we see him getting worse in his trauma, he becomes psychopathic, and it's great character arc. I'm a huge fan of those long character arcs. The chemistry between Andy Matichak, who plays Allison, and Rowan Campbell is amazing. Yeah, listen, I gotta be honest, Jerry. This woman's vibe, I'm all in. I was so attracted to this woman in this movie. And the way that...
Excuse me?
Yes.
Does the wife know?
Yes, well, I...
Well, she does now, I
suppose. Yeah, well, I'm not being coy about it, but...
No, okay.
But the way the... performance, like her, the way she looks at Rowan Campbell, just amazing sexual chemistry. Like, it is so well done. It is hard to find that kind of chemistry in movies, and these two guys have it, and you're in the relationship immediately, and you're buying the instant attraction between them. I was a huge fan. I think
so. It's a bit like us, really, I suppose.
Like, when people see us, the first thing they think is laugh. Sexual chemistry.
No, they laugh.
The sexual chemistry between Jerry and Liz is remarkable. Anyways, the final fight scene between Laurie Strode and Michael is fantastic. It is conclusive, which I love. Fan of the no open ending. Normally these slasher films always have
so they can come back.
Yeah, no open ending, man. This is a closed chapter. I loved it. And the score is still simple and unforgettable. The score of Halloween, I'm sure you've heard the score of Halloween, Jerry. You being a music buff, no? During the break.
Who's it by?
From actually John Carpenter, the original director. He had no money, so he composed the Michael Myers score.
And what's it called?
I'm assuming if you type in Michael Myers score, you will get it.
Oh, you carry on.
Or Halloween score. Mm-hmm. Negatives. Michael Myers is not in the movie all that much, which is weird. Because the movie is more about something else than actually Michael Myers. Andy Matichak has her moments of overacting. She does ramp it up a couple times, which you're like, calm down. You need to relax. Those are my two only negatives. I think the movie was just really enjoyable. And these are the final comments. It's possible that classic Halloween fans might not enjoy this film because it's more of an epilogue to the franchise than an actual continuation. The film focuses on the influence of the murders of Michael Myers have had on the town and its citizens. Personally, I love the path the film went on and really enjoyed the fact that we really get to see a slasher franchise give a conclusion to its story. Not a bat watch for the Halloween season, I gotta be honest.
Okay, look, I got the long fingernails. Look, see?
That's a pumpkin, Jerry.
It's not a pumpkin.
That's a pumpkin.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, it's a pumpkin with a knife, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, well.
Let me see. I know I'm just trying to find the music by John Carpenter, yeah. Doesn't say what it's called, though.
I can't tell you.
I'll find it, don't worry.
Fair enough.
That's
movie number one.
Okay. By the way, let's see. I've got a couple of little messages for you here.
Oh, that's nice.
From Renee, who's now in Greece, by the way.
Oh, man.
She's living in Athens
she's
now.
She's living life.
Buying houses. We're trying to, at any rate. I think she's found
Has she gotten any
I think
us?
I think she's found one. It was
for
either that or she was going to divorce Rick.
Good job by Rick.
And find a house on her. Yeah. So that will... That's it. She says, our prayers for baby girl.
Oh, thank you. That's
baby
so nice.
Girl, Clemente. And Mary Lou says... glad to know Andres' baby is doing okay.
Thank you so much.
And Mandy says, ha ha, he's the guy you love to hate.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, that's nice.
You're the only one here.
I thought it was Michael Myers.
Oh, Michael Myers. Oh. Is this not the big fingernails? Who's the guy
no,
with the big fingernails?
No, that's Freddy Krueger.
Oh, that's yeah, right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not Michael Myers.
He's not Michael Myers.
Okay, so that was a tip. What we're doing, let me just see if I have got a song called Halloween, because if it is, that might be
H-A-L-L-E-E-N.
Uh-huh.
It's a very short score. I don't think it's like a 30-second thing.
I've gone past 850H. No.
No?
No, you're going to have to just hum it.
I can't. I don't know how to hum. It's one of my weaknesses.
I'm glad you have a shower, then.
I just sing out loud in the shower. Great singing voice.
Oh, well, look, let's take a look at the second one.
Second movie.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Black Adam, the big new superhero movie that came out by DC.
Superhero. Black Adam.
Yeah, what can I say?
Let me see.
I'm sure Jasmine has seen this movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you enjoy this one.
Yeah, this has got a lot of negatives.
You love a good negative movie.
Yeah. Especially when it's a superhero.
Yeah, you're a big fan of those. Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's start with Black Adam real quick. Directed by, I can't pronounce this. Can you pronounce the director's name, Jerry? I don't want to
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's in English.
You know the French.
Oh, no, it's directed by Jean Collet. Collet.
I
don't think they pronounce the T.
Collet Sarah?
Jean Collet.
Sarah? What about the other?
Oh, that's Sarah. After the hyphen. That's Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah. Sarah. S-A-R-R-A.
I don't know how to pronounce that. I apologize to the director. He's an avid listener of the show. Huge fan. But we cannot pronounce your name.
Dwayne Johnson.
No, that's starring Dwayne Johnson. You know who Dwayne Johnson is? The Rock, yeah.
Yeah, The Rock. Yeah. He's in everything, isn't he?
He is in every action movie, yeah.
Mm.
Aldous Hodge and Pierce Brosnan, man.
Is it his hairstyle that you're copying?
Pierce Brosnan? No.
No. Dwayne Johnson.
I try. It's mostly the body of him.
Yes, right. Which arm?
Plot, Jerry. This is a long plot. This is all you, baby.
Hang on. Oh, yeah. Okay, plot. Nearly 5,000 years after he was bestowed with the almighty powers of the Egyptian gods and imprisoned just as quickly, Black Adam is freed from his earthly tomb, ready to unleash his unique form of justice on the modern world.
There you go.
That sounds like another movie I've already seen.
Probably. They're all the same.
It seriously does.
It's probably The Mummy. Is it The Mummy?
I think it's one of the
with
Mummy
ones.
It's one of the Mummy ones.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson. Let's start with positive. Dwayne Johnson and Aldous Hodge, who plays Hawkman, have great chemistry. Mm-hmm. And their arc works well throughout the film. I enjoyed that. They are obviously butting heads throughout the movie. But it really works well, and they have great chemistry. The Justice Society of America is the best part of this film. I love the team. I loved it. It was Pierce Brosnan, Aldous Hodge, and other newcomers. But I love the chemistry, the back and forth. I want to see that movie. I gotta be honest.
Okay.
Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate is really fun, and he gives a really strong performance. I actually think he was one of the best performances in the movie, and did not expect that by my man Pierce.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I thought he was going to, like, it was mostly about the money for him. Like, yeah, let me get a nice paycheck here doing a superhero movie. But he really embodies the role and gives a nice little nuanced performance, I think.
Well, he was James Bond. What do you expect?
Amazing. Mm. Amazing stuff.
Yes.
My favorite Bond, by the way.
Really?
It is.
Really?
It is.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, no, no. You're
I'm a Sean Connery.
You're a Sean Connery, I guess.
No, I am, yeah.
Most of the special effects look incredible. Okay. Standouts being Cyclone's power and Dr. Fate's power. I mean, this is part of the hardest part of doing a superhero movie is you gotta nail the special effects of the power. If not, the movie kinda loses its luster. And they actually do, for the most part, all the powers look really well done and look quote unquote believable. They look like something that can actually happen. So they do a good job with that. The child actor Bodhi Sabongi, I think that's pronounced, is charming as Amon. He plays, you know, the typical kid who befriends the almighty Black Adam, and he's charming, for what it's worth.
Black Adam sounds very much like Black Adder, doesn't it?
Black what?
Black Adder. You know how it's Black Adder?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Dear. Rowan Atkinson.
I love Rowan Atkinson.
Of course you do. He's funny.
But he's Mr. Bean. Who are you talking about?
He is Mr. Bean, yes.
So what are you talking about?
What?
The Black Adam sounds like what?
Black Adder is a comedy series in the UK.
Yeah, well, so he did...
Before Mr. Bean? He played the Black Adder. I think it was after Mr. Bean.
Interesting.
Anyway, I digress. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Some good comic relief moments from both Noah Centineo and as Atom Smasher and Mohammed Amir as Kareem. You know, I think all these serious movies, and again, quote-unquote with the serious part of it, but they need moments of levity, and these two characters and actors bring some good comic relief to the movie. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with negatives.
Just a few.
This is your favorite part. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Johnson lacks the acting ability to play an anti-hero. I'm sorry. For all the Dwayne Johnson heads out there and the Rock fans, he is not what you would call a Daniel Day-Lewis type acting-wise. And he is an amazingly charming human being. We know this. He can play the hero like nobody else. He can play the action star like nobody else. But an anti-hero, he cannot. Because you need, what do you say all the time? Like, a baddie needs to have gravitas. He needs to be threatening, but at the same time, lovable. You need to both hate him and love him. And Dwayne Johnson cannot pull that off. He did not pull that off in this movie. I'm sorry. The cinematography is garbage.
Oh, really?
The movie looks cheap. I was so appalled by it. Like, so much money went into this movie. I wonder where it went. Because, honestly, the movie looks so poorly done. I was... From the beginning. Mm-hmm. From the beginning scene, I was like, this looks just tough.
Mm-hmm.
Kandak, which is the fake country where the film is based on, is poorly designed and lacks anything for the audience to care about its salvation. The whole movie revolves around this fake country called Kandak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, the movie looks like a studio plot with two streets and a couple of buildings they made for the movie, and that's about it. And a bunch of stereotypical Middle Eastern humans. It just, again, the movie looks cheap, poorly made.
But did you have to pay full price?
You did. And paid extra for those stupid 4D seats.
Oh, is this what you went to see in 4D?
Yeah, I did.
Bad choice of movie.
Bad choice, yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
The film's MacGuffin and its villain are uninteresting and never really seem like a threat to Black Adam. A MacGuffin in a movie, for you and people out there who are guessing what that is, it's normally an
it's
item.
It's a hamburger.
No. What?
A MacGuffin.
No. A MacGuffin in a movie is an object that normally the plot revolves around. Like, everybody's trying to get this object for the salvation of the Earth or to take over the world or whatever. In this movie, there is one called the Crown of Sabacc, whatever that means, and it makes no sense. It really has no payout, and it's there's a lot of stuff happening in this
movie. Did it look like a McMuffin?
No.
Oh.
It's a term. It's a movie term.
Oh, right.
Too many plot points. So the film never really seems focused.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, you have the Crown of Sabacc, and you have a guy who's a villain, and you have Black Adam trying to reconcile with who he is and his form of justice, and you have the Justice Society of America trying to imprison Black Adam, and you have the woman who's trying to find a hero for Kyle. It's just so many plot points. You're like, what the hell are we doing? What is the main focus of this movie?
You could have left.
Problematic. No, I never leave a movie. I gotta check it out.
Oh.
Sarah Shahi, who plays Amon's mom and the person that frees Black Adam, gives a bad performance, and her character's objectives make no sense. This is the funniest part of this whole film. This all starts because this woman is looking for the Crown of Sabacc, and she knows, she's the only person who knows where it is, and it's deep in a mountain, hidden and whatever, and she's like, I need to take it so bad people don't find it. And in your mind, you're like, well, guess what? If you would have left it there, if you're the only person
nobody
who knows where
it is,
nobody would have found it. What are you doing? And when the whole movie surrounds about that premise, the whole movie falls apart immediately, and the character falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Final comments on this movie. Another huge miss by DC Films. The film focuses more on Dwayne Johnson as Black Adam, his look, his powers, and how easily he kills people, instead of focusing on having a good story arc. The movie also looks awful. The bright spot in this is the Justice Society of America. I really hope we get a movie out of those characters and that team. That is my take on this movie. It was more interesting, the Justice Society of America, than the Black Adam thing. It just did not work. Oh, and a fun cameo at the end, in the tag. And I'm going to spoil it because I don't care anymore. This movie blows, but Superman makes a brief appearance at the end.
Really?
Yeah, which is nice. And Henry Cavill, the British guy, back at it.
Okay.
And it confirmed that he's back as Superman.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. You've heard this before. You've never heard the score, really?
We'll wait till it gets going.
This is about it. It just goes on like this for like a minute. I guess new instruments come on, yeah. Like a brass. That's about it.
Well, that's it then.
There you go, I guess so. Yeah, that's about it. It just keeps on going.
Yes, but it's for a movie, because, I mean, you see, you're watching something, but it's suspenseful.
It is great. It's well done. And obviously, it's like a cue in the movie where you know something bad's going to happen.
It's a bit like the theme from Jaws, really.
Correct. Agree. Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like it, but it's the same thing. When you hear the thing, you think the shark's always coming when you hear the...
Yeah, it's great. And it goes back and forth, and it's really well done.
Yeah. And it's good. And when you hear this, you know Mike Myers is coming.
Yeah.
With Goldmember.
No, you gotta stop doing that. Right. People are gonna misled. They could have called him
something else. I mean, Mike Myers has been around.
Michael Myers, no.
Yes, I know, but what is Mike short
for? This movie is from 1978, so I think Mike Myers stole this from this one. No? Mike Myers was not around in the public eye in 1978. I'm just saying. I think I'm right on that one.
Anyway. We're coming up for Christmas time,
yes.
So are we expecting some sort of great movies to come out between now and Christmas?
This is interesting. It's normally this season is the awards season for movies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting some interest. I gotta be honest. I'm looking forward for the Avatar sequel.
Okay.
It looks great, and it looks like a great movie theater experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you know James Cameron does not disappoint, and at least visually. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then you're gonna make fun of this, but I'm looking forward to the sequel to Black Panther, because of the death of the actor and how they're gonna manage to do the story.
Yeah. No, Black Panther, I enjoyed the original, the first one.
Well, so yeah, I'm pretty interesting. That actually premieres in a couple of weeks. I'm excited to watch that. Next week though, I'm gonna take it lighter.
Mm.
I'm gonna go with a couple rom coms. I'm gonna go with the George Clooney Julia Roberts rom com.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna go with the Bros. The first LGBTQ plus rom-com. So it's there you go.
Right.
It's
a long title.
The title's Bros.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so it's a romantic comedy of a gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
I started watching it. I haven't finished it. It's fun. It's made through the eyes of a guy who's tired of the stereotypes of gay people,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time he acknowledges that some of them aren't correct.
Okay, listen, I'm going to ask you, could we just play that song? We were talking about these music from movies that have this sort of effect, and we mentioned Jaws has a similar thing. Now, there is one very, very famous movie which has a similar effect.
Than Jaws?
The same with the music. When you hear the music, you get the same effect as you do. Like when you hear Jaws, you know, you got the...
There's a couple of them. The Exorcist is one of them that comes to mind.
Yeah.
The theme is
this
classic.
This one's older than that.
Older than that?
Mm.
Let me think. Older than The Exorcist and Jaws and Halloween. Well, Bond also has the classic, too.
No, but that's... Just reminds everybody of me when you hear that.
Of course. Why not? Let's go with that. Psycho.
Yes.
Oh, okay, Psycho.
Yeah, that was something about one of the original ones.
Super fair, yeah.
Yeah.
Alfred Hitchcock.
Whenever you hear that. You know,
Horror movies normally make something happen of that, but not all of them become classics.
You know what we should do? We should do one day, instead of doing a movie review, we should just do... Talk about movie music.
We can. I love good score and a good soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
What is in your opinion?
I always get the best score, by the way. I always win.
In your opinion, what's the best movie soundtrack?
Actually, funnily enough, I mean, I think the... Well, there's so many, because, I mean, the themes, the Bond themes, always had a, you know, you could always recognize the music. They only had so many. I mean, well, Shirley Bassey did, what, three or four. But all the theme had this sort of similar kind of sound to it. Okay. I mean, that's needless to say because of John Barry. But no, I like the Bond ones, and especially the da-da-da-da-da-da, and with the gun.
Do you like
the sound of it?
One of the most famous ones ever is the Saturday Night Fever one.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
The Bee Gees. Just,
yeah.
But the thing I didn't know about that, the Bee Gees composed those songs for the movie. It wasn't the other way around.
Oh, no, that's right.
Yeah, so that's super interesting, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like ABBA's movies.
Oh, God.
They're popular, you know.
I am not a fan of Mamma Mia.
But Pierce Brosnan was it?
What a bad casting choice, by the way. Pierce Brosnan singing? No way. Pass.
Anyway, we got to the top of the hour, and it's been great to have you with us back again.
Man.
And
it was nice. I always love being here.
Hope you can make it for next week.
Yeah.
Any idea what it is going to be for next week?
Yeah, two movies. I'm saying
another two.
Yeah, the Julia Roberts, George Clooney really? One.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And the bros.
And
the LGBTQ romantic comedy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. We'll see you then. There we go. That's it. And just to remind you, Amstel Ultra, with only 69 calories to enjoy. Enjoy it without remorse, yeah? Don't put on any weight. Presented today's movie review with Andreas Clementi. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
We'll be right back.
There you go. There's one going out to Christopher this morning. Christopher Bowman, he drops a line. Good morning, Christopher. Asked if we could play that for him. ZZ Top and Tube Snake Boogie. And he says, very good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. So there we go. Hope you're going to have a great day. Enjoy your Wednesday. And, well, just take it easy, relax, and, well, be safe. Still to come on the programme this morning. We'll be talking about stools. Not the type you have in your kitchen either. We're going to be checking up on how you can tell if your baby is keeping healthy, especially in those first months and weeks and months, etc., etc. So we're going to be talking about that with our friends at. We're going to be talking with Mariana Dalverdi from Kimberly Clark. Jody Wadley and Don't You Want Me. Time-wise, we're 21 and a half minutes, almost exactly, after the hour of 8 o'clock. Take another piece of music and then we'll see if we can link up with our friend from Kimberly Clark. Looking forward to it. It's going to be an unusual conversation for me. many years since I changed nappies.
After the rain, you're the cure against my fear and my pain.
about it. Chance of rain a little bit later on, but don't forget the sunshine will come out afterwards. That's what they're reckoning for today. Time on the Breakfast Show, just after 26 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock this morning on the Breakfast Show, and time to introduce my guest for this part of the program. From Kimberly Clark, we've got Mariana Valverde. Good morning to you.
Hi, Gary. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well. Thank you very much. And it's lovely to have you with us. And lovely to have Kimberly Clark with us here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
And it's people have been having a little bit of a smile at me when I tell them what today's topic is.
I can imagine.
Some people say, oh, it fits well in with your show.
Yep.
And it is an unusual topic, but it's a very important topic, isn't it?
Indeed, yes. Very important. And one that I think it's not talked about as often.
No, it's not really a touchy-feely topic, is it? But that's just it, isn't it? That's what we're going to talk about, because we're talking with Mariana this morning about the importance, especially with a young child. In fact, Andreas, who did our movie review this morning, he's got a very young daughter who's just been in hospital with a bit of a respiratory problem, but we were talking about this. I mean, you don't really think about it, but what we're going to be looking at is that when the baby does a poop in a Huggies,
exactly,
you should be able to read and be able to get a good judgment from that as to the if the baby has any health issues, because it can't tell you, can it?
Yes, definitely. Baby's stool can tell us a lot about their health.
So one of the things I would hear, because as the baby progresses, you can expect to see changes. And I guess it's being able to read what is good and what is not so good, right?
Exactly, yes. Something that really surprises parents is baby's first stool.
Right.
The color. Do you know what color a baby's first stool is?
My memory doesn't go back that far.
So it's black. The stool is black. It's called meconium, and it is composed of everything that they had inside their mother's womb, everything that they swallowing. So things like amniotic fluid and things like lanugo, this hair that they have on their body, and vernix. And all of this is what composes the meconium, which is their first stool, a very black, kind of thick substance.
Okay. Yeah, because I guess, it's their first one. I mean, they've been on artificial or tube, artificial feeding in the hospital.
They haven't had any milk, yeah.
Exactly.
They have whatever they've been swallowing inside their mother's womb.
Lovely.
Yeah, exactly. But it'll pass,
right.
After we would expect, once they start taking in breast milk, or if not formula, then we would expect to see that meconium to start to convert into a more greenish, and then posteriorly a yellow kind of stool. However, we do want to see a meconium stool in the first 24 hours of the baby's birth. We want to see them have at least that one poop, if not the first 48 hours. But definitely call your healthcare provider, your pediatrician, if you don't see that they've had that first meconium stool.
But tell me, Mariana, isn't the first one normally, wouldn't that happen in the hospital?
Yes. Well, it depends. Hopefully they will have it in those first 24 hours. Here in Costa Rica, people are normally discharged from the hospital after the first 24 hours from birth. I know in the U.S. it's about 48 or even 72 hours. I'm not familiar with Panama when they get discharged from the hospital. But if they don't stool in those first 24 hours, and the parents go home and the pediatrician says, okay, let's wait to see if they'll stool at home, then we do want to see that first stool in the first 48 hours.
Okay. And tell me, how soon after the baby's birth, I mean, when would you start breastfeeding straight away?
Straight away, yeah. Right. I'm actually a lactation counselor, so we would expect hopefully in the first 2 hours after birth, when they're born, we want that skin-to-skin contact and baby. Uh-huh. All of their reflexes, they start rooting for the breast, so hopefully we would have that first breastfeed as soon as possible
right,
after birth.
Right, right. Oh, okay, all right. And so what is then, so how long does it, the first one, the meconium, how long does that, does, is the second stool, is that also affected with that? Is there sort of, you know, perhaps stuff that hasn't passed the first time? Would that be about?
So, baby's poop can actually tell us a lot about how much breast milk they're taking in. Sometimes
right.
moms are a bit worried, you know, when they're breastfeeding, they can't really have a hint of how much the baby is taking, as if they would bottle feed.
Right.
So looking at their stools will tell us, you know, about their intake. So we would expect that meconium to change into this sort of green and posteriorly a tan and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. So green, we would expect day 2 or 3, and then yellow by day 6.
Mm-hmm.
The latest, we want to see a yellow stool.
Mariana, do you know why it's the color green? Because, I mean, one doesn't associate green with the milk. Why? Any idea why it would be that color?
Well, that's because it's changing.
Right.
It still has some meconium in it.
Right,
and then
okay.
all the meconium goes away from their system,
mm-hmm.
then it changes into this yellow, seedy, sort of sweet-smelling poop that normally breastfed babies have.
There's something I haven't heard before. Sweet smelling poop.
You must
love your job.
I do get a lot of pictures of poop, of baby poop. It's not, you know, it doesn't smell bad. Breastfed babies stool, it's not an unpleasant smell.
Right.
Formula fed babies, it's a little bit stronger, and their poop can differ if a baby is formula fed than if a baby is breastfed as well.
Okay. And when would you start, get a little bit concerned, especially at such an early stage? You know what it's like with parents, they have a brand new baby. I mean, especially if it's the first one, they're sort of watching for everything and worrying and whatever. Is there anything that immediately would stick out at this particular stage?
Yes, so when they're newborns, if we have meconium past day 4, then we would wanna see baby's intake. And if we don't see that yellow, seedy-like stool
mm-hmm.
On day 6, then that's when we would call. Because especially if you're breastfeeding, right? When
mm-hmm.
you're feeding by bottle, either breast milk or formula, you know, parents typically know how much their baby is taking, you know, 2 ounces, 1 ounce,
mm-hmm.
depending on their age. But if you're breastfeeding, moms normally don't have this kind of, they can't really gauge how much the baby is taking at the breast. So we would look at their diapers, their wet
right,
diapers
right.
and their dirty diapers. And kind of a rule of thumb for wet diapers is 1 per day until day 6. So we
mm-hmm.
would expect at least 1 wet diaper day 1, 2 day diapers day 2, 3 day diapers day 3, 4 day 4, 5 day 5, by day 6,
mm-hmm.
and past day 6, we would expect at least 6 to 7 wet diapers a day. And then with dirty diapers, it's pretty similar, but we would stop at day 4, so 1 by day. By day 1, at least 1 dirty diaper, and we would count a dirty diaper, not like a... Here in Costa Rica, we would say pelito premiado, not a gas with a little gift.
Oh, yeah.
We would say at least kind of like a quarter. The
okay.
size of a quarter, that's what we would count as a stool.
Okay.
So 1 by day 1, 2 by day 2, 3 by day 3, at least 4 by day 4. And then past day 4, we would expect at least 3 to 4 dirty diapers. The size of a U.S. quarter,
okay.
but normally they're bigger.
So when you're saying this, Mariana, I mean, obviously, you know, you represent the Huggies, so you're you're a diaper expert. And I mean, when I was a kid, they were just towel and very uncomfortable, if I remember rightly. But would you change the diapers that number of times a day? So you would change six times a day?
Yeah, well, babies pee and poo a lot.
Okay.
And the thing with Huggies, they have this amazing absorbency.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the really cool things about their diapers is that they have a line. It's a yellow line on the front of the diaper. And if the baby has peed, or sometimes we can see with the poop as well, it'll change blue.
Depending
on how much they peed, it'll either change completely blue, like all the line will go blue, or just like a little bit, like two fingers blue. But we do want to change their diapers relatively frequently if they have a wet or dirty diapers to avoid a diaper rash.
Exactly. Well, we had no choice when I was a kid. It's diaper diaper rash or nothing. Nothing was good.
Yeah, well, now we have this great technology. They're very absorbent. And especially when your baby gets older, once they start sleeping, hopefully sleeping longer hours of, like, longer stretches at night, then diapers like Huggies have very good absorbency, so they'll really keep them dry for the majority of the night.
Yeah. Now, we talk about absorbency in diapers, like when you mentioned when they pee. But what about when they poop? I mean, with the advance in diapers these days, what sort of protection is there for the babies, when they poop?
Well, from 0 to 6 months, when they are either with breast milk or formula, their poop is it's very runny, especially if a baby is breastfed. So breastfed babies have very runny, runny stools and kind of like a seedy consistency sometimes. Formula-fed babies, sometimes their poops are a little bit, or mixed, babies who have both breast milk and formula, their poops are a little bit more, they have a bit more texture, and so they're not as absorbed as easily. But runny poops, generally they're very well absorbed. So they'll keep your baby well protected. However, if we do have poop, we do want to change their diaper as soon as possible, just for their comfort and to avoid that diaper rash as well.
All right. And the other thing, when you're talking about breastfeeding and formula feeding, when I've seen that, you know, because you can get the breast milk from the mother, can you? Is that recommended? Doing it that way, and what reason, why would you do it that way as opposed to normally?
So as opposed to putting baby to breast?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes mothers have a difficult time breastfeeding at the breast.
Mm-hmm.
So, or they choose to pump their breast milk, right? So we have amazing technology right now as well with breast pumps, which can sort of simulate a baby suck in a way, and they'll extract the mother's milk. And that's because breast milk has a lot of benefits for both mom and baby, right? So if a mom is not able to breastfeed at the breast, or chooses not to for some reason, then the next best thing would be for her to pump her breast milk and give her baby that breast milk. It's filled with antibodies that will help baby fight any disease. It's filled with, you know, it's very easily digested by the baby.
Okay.
So that's why babies with breast milk tend to have more frequent stools those first 4 to 6 weeks of life. And then it also brings benefits to mom. You know, breastfeeding can help her with releasing more oxytocin, which then helps contract the uterus and brings that uterus to the pre-pregnancy size. It helps her lose the weight that she gained during pregnancy. Can you imagine 1 ounce of breast milk helps her burn at least like around 20 to 24 calories for 1 ounce of breast milk? So it's a workout for a mom.
Well, they are, you see.
Yeah.
Hey, I need exercise. Have another baby.
Yeah. And it also decreases their risk for uterine cancer and ovarian cancer.
Now tell me, is there any, with the condition of a baby, is there any sort of circumstance where you would say that we need to use a formula for the baby, that you might have to actually sort of add something which is lacking from the mother's milk to counteract something happening with the baby? Does that ever sort of come about?
So not in terms of nutrients.
No.
Breast milk is like the perfect combo for the baby. But in terms, sometimes mothers are not able to produce as much breast milk as the baby needs
mm-hmm.
for a particular reason. And that's when a lactation counselor would come in and, mm-hmm. and sort of aid to see if we can up that milk production or if there's anything that can be done. So if baby is not gaining weight, by breast milk alone because we're not getting to the required daily access, that mm-hmm. we would supplement with formula. Or if for some reason, baby is highly allergic to something that the mother is eating, and then what she's eating can go through the
okay.
if needed, right? So sometimes, and the majority of time, moms can breast milk babies with allergies. I'll give you the example. My daughter is, she's allergic to a lot of things. In those are gluten and the protein in dairy.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I have to cut that out from my diet. And
okay.
we never formula feed. But sometimes babies are having such allergic reactions to these foods that mommy's eating that healthcare providers, will say, okay, let's formula feed for some time and then we can try to reintroduce.
Okay. Okay. I guess don't eat beetroot. We get red milk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me, when you start moving away from breastfeeding and then you get on to the baby foods, I guess, like there's, was it Gerber, if I remember, that make these special foods for the baby.
Solid food, yeah.
Yeah. So how does, is that then classed as the baby eating solid food? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we start solid foods. We're only on breast milk, or formula feeding for the first 6 months of life. And around 6 months, some babies start a little bit sooner. The baby can show readiness to start solid food, and then that's when we do see their dirty diapers do get an unpleasant smell. Once you start introducing solid food, that can definitely change their poops.
Right.
And also in consistency. So the consistency will stop being as runny or
right.
as like, paste-like can be for, especially for formula-fed babies, their stools are a little bit more paste-like. But now, once we start the solid food, we do see that their stools are going to get a little bit firmer, and that the color can vary depending on what they ate as well.
Right, right. Okay. And, I would imagine one of the things that a lot of the fathers do when they change the nappy is probably close their eyes. So you have to have your eyes open.
And their nose.
And their nose, exactly. One of the things I see you talking about here, of course, what they eat is going to have an effect, isn't it? The type of food. And let's be honest, it's the same for us as adults. I mean, what
yeah.
we eat is what...
So it will be exactly the same
sure.
once we start seeing that babies start their solid food. And as they start eating more and more solid food, their stools are going to get a little firmer. And we would expect, as an adult, you don't expect a really firm stool or a stool that's hard to pass. We don't want constipation either for adults nor for babies. We would expect, an easy to pass stool, but really think of it as an adult stool. It's
right.
going to vary their color and their consistency depending on their diet.
And what are the telltale signs, Mariana, for a parent when they're looking there? When should they consider taking the baby to the doctor? What should they be looking out for?
Yes, so definitely a white stool.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you haven't ever seen one, because a white stool can indicate liver problems. So,
oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. We would want babies who have, or bacteria, right? Either that's chalky, white, or gray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something with the liver is generally what we would think. So we do want to call the pediatrician and mention that. They'll know how to manage that. Generally, red is not, red stools aren't as, you know, important as if we have a white stool. For example, if baby is eating solid food and they have a red stool, you know, we do want to see on what they ate prior to that red stool. But if we have bloody stools or bright red stools,
okay,
then that can mean an allergy, an injury, or to their gastrointestinal system, an infection. So that is something that raises, you know, that red flag that we wanna call the pediatrician as well. And then a black stool past the meconium stage, a really, like, a very black stool,
yeah,
that's something that we would also want to call the pediatrician.
I heard sort of, Marianne, as an adult, that a very, or a black, or a, it could indicate a blood. Is that right?
Yeah. So that can indicate blood in the upper GI.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that, so that's something, that's why once the meconium is passed, if they have a black stool again, we would want to call the pediatrician,
yes,
just to make sure that everything's all right.
And I hate to get this, but anything about the smell that you should be aware of?
Well, you know, just expecting what their smell is like. Like I said, you know, breastfed babies have this sort of sweet smell, and if not, it can be like a little bit, sometimes it can be a little bit acid, that breastfed baby's stool, but generally it doesn't smell much. It's not very foul smelling. Formula-fed babies, their smell is a little bit more prominent and a bit more unpleasant, as well as their texture, you know, their texture is a little bit more pasty, and the color, it's not that, you know, that mustardy yellow color that a breastfed baby can have.
Right.
It's a little bit more tan, or even a little bit green. And as far as the smell, you know, it's a bit, as I said, a bit more prominent. And then once we start solid food, that's when, you know, stools are going to be a bit more unpleasant.
Right. Right. Duly noted.
Yeah.
and tell me, I mean, one of the important factors when we're looking at this is the diaper itself. Now, what are the differences in diapers? I mean, if you know, is there a particular type you should look for at a particular stage? Or, and I mean, I tell you what, life goes round in circles because, you know, God bless, I remember my mother when she was with us, and she lived to 92, and what they say is, you know, we certainly do go around the block, don't we? Because I used to have to go out sort of hunting around for her diapers.
Yeah.
But what is the differential between diapers? I mean, I know you guys have Huggies. I mean, do you sell different types or are they just standard?
Yeah, well, there's different types of diapers. First of all, the size, right? We want to make
right,
sure that
sure,
the size is the correct size. So that'll range as far as height and weight.
Mm-hmm.
We have sort of guidelines that you can see. So it'll say, for example, newborn or stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, and then the reference inserts in terms of height and weight. So you can use it as a guide for your baby. If you see that your baby is, you know, very frequently their wet diaper or their poopy diaper is going past their diaper, you know, it'll be going up into their clothes or their back. Maybe it's time to see if that diaper is the correct size,
okay,
if it may be too big or if it's running a little bit small, and we want to change their size. And as far as, you know, the diapers, the types of diapers, well, right now there's different types of diapers depending on their age as well. So we can have, you know, pull-up diapers, or we have diapers that you can open it and close it. Those are generally for smaller babies.
Okay.
Know.
Okay.
And we want to, so the good thing also about the diapers is they have sort of an elastic band that goes around their thighs, their mother, sort of their inner thighs, and that'll protect the baby from having a leak.
Okay. I love the way you put that. Protect the baby from having a leak.
Yeah.
I think that should
protect the parents from having
exactly.
to do more laundry.
And having to wash the car out.
Exactly. Oh my
now,
goodness, yes.
Here's the important thing, because sometimes I see kids running around and I'm looking at them and say, why are they still in diapers? What is the timing for getting a baby potty trained and away from the diapers?
So generally we would want to do potty training at around age 3, and maybe start walking at around, it really depends, but generally good rule of thumb would be around a year. That's when we would see sometimes babies start walking. My daughter was a late walker. She walked at almost a year and a half, but so there's a big time frame from when they start walking to when we would eliminate those diapers, and we would do it progressively. Potty training is an ordeal in and of itself, and that I have to say is not my specialty. Once I start that with my daughter, I'll tell you about it. But it is, I know that it is a long process, potty training them and going away from the diapers.
Okay, good advice. Good advice. Well, look, Marilyn, we're sort of coming towards the end. Any sort of last minute advice you would give everybody?
I hope you guys learned the importance on being diaper detectives.
Get a magnifying glass and put on a pair of gloves.
Exactly. It'll tell you a lot about your baby's health, and just keep doing what you're doing, parents. You're doing awesome. Choosing a good diaper, such as Huggies, will make a difference in your daily life. Having hopefully wash less laundry, and hopefully you'll have a happy, healthy baby. And this was a good information for you guys.
Just very quickly, because you mentioned that about diapers, and of course when they're used, is there, because these things have obviously sort of scientifically sort of changed so much. I mean, are they sort of easy to sort of fold up and they're sealed and you can dispose of them without too much of a problem?
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. You can do diaper change in minutes. At first it takes some practice. And whoever's on diaper duty will have to, figure it out. But it's easy to put on, take off, fold, throw away. And there's even special diaper bins that you can have. They will, entrap the smell.
Okay.
Or diaper bags that have this sort of particular smell to protect.
Right.
Especially, like I said, once they start solid foods. It's very easy to put on and take away diaper once you get the hang of it.
Well, Mariana, thank you so very much. I'm enlightened. I'm going to get a dog.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, well.
Big thanks to you, Mariana Valverde for Kimberly Clark. Lovely to have Kimberly Clark on the program. So thank you so very much. My life has changed.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right. All the very best to you. Thank you so much, Mariana.
Thank you.
Bye. So there we go. That's it. And that has brought us, in natural fact, right to the end of this morning's program. That sort of worked out rather well. Well, I've learnt a lot this morning. That's it. I get a dog. That's it. So, but it is, being very serious. I mean, it is very, very important that, you are aware, you keep an eye on the condition of your baby. And this is a good way, of course, of making sure and telling that your baby is in good health. So again, thanks to Mariana Valverde and Kimberly Clark for being with us this morning. And that's also a big thank you to Andreas. It's been great having Andreas back with our movie review this week, because he had some little issues, or not so little issues, with their youngest daughter, but she's doing okay. They just got to make sure that she doesn't get any kind of infection. So a big thanks also goes to my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, to Yasmin. and for doing all the work in the background and getting rid of Lala, I think, before she was getting too noisy. Also for doing all our social media work as well. So a big thank you to Yasmin. Also to our intrepid outdoor reporter, to Ingrid, for our everyday story of country folk. And to the boys and girls at Grupo Grado, keep us up and running. Good morning to you, Isaac, and thank you very much. Neil, of course, at Neil Dunby over there in the United Kingdom, our co-producer on the program. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. Want to join us? Want to advertise with us? It's very easy. Just WhatsApp us on 677-18822, 677-18822. Or you can give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Now remember, take it easy. What do I want to be doing tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, alright? So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Dunby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.